When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret. Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer. Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Want to encourage all of you to go sign up for the podcast. Haven't given you guys an update in a while, but we set all-time podcast download records in June and in July. Tens of millions of downloads in both of those months. If you are missing any part of the show, you can search out Clay Travis, you can search out Buck Sexton, and you can help us set another all-time high in the month of August. And I would think, as we roll into the midterm season, as we get into September, October, and November, those numbers are truly going to be through the roof. So we appreciate all of you who have been hanging out and consuming our show. They are also waving at you guys on YouTube. You can search out Clay and Buck on YouTube. If your kids are anything like mine, they spend all their time on YouTube. They don't watch much traditional television anymore. Maybe you're trying to reach a younger generation, your kids, your grandkids. You can show them a clip of the show. Hey, here's a discussion that Clay and Buck were having about any number of topics out there. You can go subscribe. It's free. Same thing. It's free to subscribe for the podcast as well. And when you do so, you will be able to come and hang out and see all of our content. You can see us on video. You can see what we're wearing. Oftentimes, T-shirts for me and shorts. But you will be able to enjoy that. And you can always keep up with what's going on with the show at clayandbuck.com. Little bit of news. We are going to be next week in Salt Lake City, which is one of the many markets where we are number one in the country. We're going to be out there doing the show at one of our affiliate in Salt Lake City on Thursday and Friday. So if you're in the Salt Lake City area and you think to yourself, wait a minute, is that Clay Travis, that Buck Sexton, the guys that I'm listening to on the show? Yes, I think they're going to do a few events for Salt Lake City listeners as well. So just giving you a little bit of knowledge. We'll also be on the road in September in another city we're number one in, Austin, Texas, which we'll be at for the Alabama-Texas football game and the run-up to that.
This time I want to get into the sports place where all the people with the headphones who are watching are doing...
The press box?
Yes.
The press box, yes.
I want to be
in
there
the press box.
Talking about all the smart play calling that I'm seeing on that field, Clay.
I don't think they'll let you on the television broadcast. That would be my friends, Joel Klatt.
That's cold, man.
Johnson.
I'm learning.
Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson will be on the call for Fox Sports of the Alabama-Texas football game. If you're a Longhorn or a Roll Tide supporter or just a huge college football fan like I am as well, it should be a really interesting game. Steve Sarkisian, offensive coordinator formerly for Nick Saban, going up against Nick Saban. Jimbo Fisher beat Nick Saban as the former offensive coordinator. All of that is Greek to Buck, but this is not Greek to Buck. Mar-a-Lago. We've been talking a lot about the raid. I don't know if I necessarily believe everything in this story that I am about to share with you because it's from Newsweek. And Buck, I don't remember the last time that Newsweek broke a story that mattered. Do you? Like when I remember back in the day, Newsweek, even during the Clinton impeachment trial, and I think Michael Isakoff, if I remember correctly,
Isakoff, yeah, it's gotten better. My friend Josh Hammer runs their editorial page now. They've moved away from crazy left. So I don't know if they're breaking news stories quite yet, but I do know their editorial page has gotten some sanity.
Yeah, I met Josh. He was down at the Sunshine Summit.
That's right.
Good dude. All right, so I am reading from Newsweek. This story came out earlier today, right before we went on the air, and it says, and the headline is, "Exclusive, an informer told the FBI what docs Trump was hiding and where." And it says, "The raid on Mar-a-Lago," this is the opening paragraph from the Newsweek story, "the raid on Mar-a-Lago was based largely on information from an FBI confidential human source, one who was able to identify what classified documents former President Trump was still hiding, even the location of those documents," two senior government officials told Newsweek. The officials that Newsweek says have direct knowledge of the FBI's deliberations were granted anonymity, which makes sense, in order to discuss sensitive matters. They say that, and this would be a colossal miscalculation if these FBI idiots really thought this, they say that they believed that by doing the raid while Trump was not at Mar-a-Lago and while he was at New York, that they would keep the raid, quote, low-key, and that instead it turned into a furious response. The justice official that they quote anonymously here says, "What a spectacular backfire." Here's a quote from that justice official, Buck. "I know there's much speculation out there. This is a political persecution, but it's really the best and the worst of the bureaucracy in action. They wanted to punctuate the fact this was a routine law enforcement action stripped of any political overtones, and they got exactly the opposite."
This is what I've been telling everybody, Clay. Do not assume the other side has some strategic genius making these decisions. Joe Biden is the president, everybody. Look at who runs the Democrat Party. They are delusional about Trump. They have terrible judgment about anything involving Trump. And there may be an effort now to blame on the bureaucracy. Another thing we have to keep in mind, what was really a politicized decision from the top. In essence, oh, it's not that Merrick Garland and Biden and other senior officials at the DOJ wanted to do this to send a message for Trump against Trump. It's that now that it's backfiring on them, it's, hey, just the bureaucracy doing its job, man. No big deal here. Nothing to see. So that is a narrative I think we have to be aware of as a possibility. But here's something you kept asking, bringing up. What if it's a letter from Kim Jong-un? Okay.
I was just trying to give an idea of something that we knew existed that could be that they want in the archives.
Here's where you could see something, because there's really two possibilities here. Something that is politically devastating for Trump that they found in these boxes, which I think the chance of that is the chance of me getting into the press box and calling the whole game for Alabama v. Texas, or UT Texas, right? That's not going to, UT Austin. That's not going to happen. The other possibility, though, because I kept saying this in the initial phases, is the classified information piece of this. Now, it may be the case that in these documents, it's very easy, by the way, especially you're moving that volume of documents from a White House, it's very easy for some things to get in there that might have been marked classified, that are declassified by Trump, but not marked that way. Remember, he has real-time declassification authority. Hillary Clinton did not as Secretary of State, which is an important...
Didn't we also have, sorry to cut you off, but didn't we have one of Trump's top assistants who said that most of these documents had been declassified in the paperwork? He came on our show, if I remember correctly.
So what they may have here... we're talking about Cash when Cash Patel came on.
I think when Cash came on the show with us,
I could reach out to Cash and ask him.
That would be good to have that conversation again with him.
But let's say there is one document here or a handful of documents that are legitimately marked, let's say, top secret and are not being held in the proper storage. The Democrats may decide to dig in on that as this is a felony. This is a violation of the Espionage Act. That is the only thing that I could see them trying. Now, I don't think that'll play really because, I mean, first of all, this stuff is under lock and key at Mar-a-Lago. The Secret Service is there. You know, it's not on a server where someone can hack into it. No one got access to this. And there, and then the issue becomes Trump isn't going through this himself. See, if Hillary Clinton was operating
really
the email account, Donald
you know,
Trump.
Every crime, Buck, requires mens rea and actus rea, by and large. You have to have the intent to commit the crime, and you have to have done an act in furtherance of that crime. Do we really think that Trump was trying to subvert American democracy by hiding classified documents?
No. And the difference with what I was saying with Hillary is that she was looking at and operating that email account personally. She was the one reading the emails and engaging in the reckless attempt to hide from public scrutiny her email communications. She didn't have a classified email address at the State Department. I mean, this is crazy. But Donald Trump isn't in charge of reviewing personally 15 boxes of does anyone think for 1 second Trump is there like, this probably classified, this probably not class? No. So the note,
there's
so
no
I
way
think,
he's packing the boxes when they're leaving the White House either.
Yeah, well, so this is what I mean,
Buck.
Even if there's something that's classified in these boxes, that would actually be a White House transition bureaucratic mess up. They might try to say, oh, but Trump is ultimately responsible. Give me a break. So that's where I think they may try to take this to cover up the fact that it was an intimidation raid.
So this Newsweek article, I got one more quote, and then I got a theory I want to get your reaction to. Quote from the Newsweek article. They were seeking to avoid any media circus. A senior intelligence official who was briefed on the investigation and the operation said. So even though everything made sense bureaucratically and the FBI feared the documents might be destroyed, they also created the very firestorm they sought to avoid in ignoring the fallout. Okay, let me ask you this. If Trump doesn't release the statement that he released on Monday evening, that his place had been raided by FBI agents, that they even broke into his safe. Remember, they had previously gone to Mar-a-Lago and examined these documents. Trump himself even walked by and said hi, they say. They locked, padlocked the basement door. Does this raid even become a story if Trump doesn't put out his statement Monday evening?
Wait, so, there are 30 people there, so people would have known about it.
But what I'm saying is we didn't know, I don't remember the story being written about that they had had federal agents and people go and visit Mar-a-Lago before to look at these boxes and these documents. In other words, what I'm asking is, did Trump own the story in a way that they thought Trump would not by putting out that statement about the fact that this raid had occurred? And they were thinking,
in their minds, it was, hey, just business as usual, sending 30 FBI guys to Mar-a-Lago to go through stuff. I worry that this is now the after-the-fact narrative that they're going to try to push. We didn't think this would be thermonuclear in politics. We didn't think this would be DEFCON 1. Like, well, how dumb can they really be?
I think they're really dumb.
Well, this is kind of what we're asking. How low can they go?
Well, the reason why I'm asking it is Trump broke the story that this happened. CNN wasn't sitting there at the front gate running cameras when the FBI agents arrived. MSNBC didn't break this. The New York Times didn't break this. The Washington Post didn't break this. Trump broke this story when he put out his statement on Monday evening. So my question is just, did Trump outsmart the FBI and the Department of Justice and the apparatus by doing something that they didn't anticipate he would do in going public and attacking them before anybody else? Remember, there was no other story out there. Think about how often we know, to your point, every time when they showed up at Roger Stone's place with guns, CNN was miraculously there at 5:30 a.m. like they were tipped off. There's nobody tipped off that this raid was happening. This news didn't get broken by a Biden-friendly source. It was Trump putting out his statement that set off the raging conflagration of this
story.
So there
are a couple things that it is very interesting, actually, how this went down with regard to the timeline and who found out about it and when. As you and I recall, when you're at Mar-a-Lago, the members there, guys walking around, you're used to seeing Secret Service and everything. So unless you were really aware of what they were doing, unlikely. So the only people that are really going to know what's happening with the search in that, because also it's in the private quarters. It's not, you know, they weren't throwing over the tables where the guests are sitting and saying, everybody, you know, hit the deck.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have necessarily said anything. And the media wouldn't be close enough because they're not going to be allowed into the actual area. There's a checkpoint there. So they wouldn't get close enough to actually show anything. And I think on this one, they probably recognize that a tip-off in advance of this would then make it impossible to run the, we're just law and order, there's no politics here narrative. I think they realized the Roger Stone raid was, Democrats loved it, but it was a blunder. It was a blunder. It showed their hand.
So I just want everybody out there to think about it. All day long, those agents are conducting the raid at Mar-a-Lago. We don't find out about it, if I'm correct, Buck, until around 6:30 Eastern when Trump put out his statement on Truth Social.
Yeah.
So they were there for all day. No one actually knows it's going on. And my question for you out there, and I think it's worth thinking about, is did Trump completely snow them under and take advantage of their stupidity in a way that they didn't anticipate it? Just tossing it out there to think about, because he broke this story. By the way, if you've owned your business through the pandemic, you've learned to sacrifice. How about a break coming your way? If your business has five or more employees right now, managed to make it through COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Let me repeat that. $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, no payback, just a refund of your taxes. Challenge, of course, how do you get your hands on it? How do you get through the red tape? Well, our friends at GetRefunds.com have tax attorneys who are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work, no charges up front, and they just give you a percentage, they share it with you, of the cash they get back for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you do it too. Here's how you do it. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. Their payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. That's GetRefunds.com. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees. That's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
I think the order to allow the raid on Mar-a-Lago on Trump's house has to be revealed. I think we have to know under what pretense they think this is right. I think it's going to have to wait till November till there's a full investigation. And I've never been a fan of overusing impeachment, but I think there has to be an investigation. And if it warrants it, there's going to have to be a look at whether or not the attorney general has misused his office for political purposes. Have they gone after a political opponent? I mean, this is beyond the pale. No one would have ever imagined before that we would be using, or one political party would be using, the FBI to attack their political opponents. Now, this is really something that's going to require investigation, and I wouldn't be surprised if the investigation leads to abuse of power, that this could even lead to an impeachment of the attorney general.
Let's set a marker right here, because I think we're going to see that this was, and we thought from the very beginning, an abuse of power. People right now are saying there'll be accountability if they did that. Oh, yeah? Accountability in this context, the beginning of accountability, the start of accountability, I would argue, Clay, is the attorney general has got. Now, Biden's never going to fire Merrick Garland, obviously. They can impeach and remove him, and they should at least get that process in motion after the midterms if this is what we think it is.
I give credit to Kevin McCarthy because almost immediately he said, clear your calendar, preserve your documents. And I'm paraphrasing there to Merrick Garland in a message that he put out in the immediate aftermath of the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And I agree with Rand Paul, who I think laid it out quite well there. If this is, as we believe it is, a total overreach of government power against one of the top adversaries of the current political dominant force, the Biden administration, this is impeachable. I don't think there's any doubt at all about that. And that's why we need to see this warrant, and we need to see it now. In the meantime, when you're in pain, serious everyday pain, you're hindered from being and living a full life. We've heard so many of your stories out there about how much Relief Factor has made a difference for you. Created by doctors, backed and perfected by over 15 years of scientific research, teams will make sure that they take care of you, and you can join the more than 500,000 people and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95 right now. Go to relieffactor.com. You can call 800-4-RELIEF. Tell them we sent you by remembering the names Clay and Buck. Get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed specifically for you at relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Hope all of you are having a fantastic Wednesday. We are joined now by a man who will shortly be on the ballot in Wisconsin. He now knows his opponent. He is Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. We are number one in Milwaukee. We appreciate all of you listening up there. We know that you are going to give all the support that you can to Senator Ron Johnson. And Senator Johnson, before we get into now knowing your opponent and the campaign that you are about to embark upon aggressively, what was your reaction when you saw the news about the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's private residence?
Well, well, guys, hope you're doing well. I wish I could say I was shocked. I probably was a little bit, certainly outraged, but on reflection, I guess this doesn't surprise me. You know, I have been investigating the corruption within our federal government agencies for years. Now, I've seen the corruption up close and personal. Again, I don't want to make this about me, but the fact of the matter is that the FBI provided me an unsolicited briefing, a secure briefing in August of 2020, the same month that we now know through whistleblowers that they were hatching this scheme to downplay the derogatory information on Hunter Biden and basically deep six that investigation. I knew it was a bogus briefing. I knew it was a setup, and of course it was, because about 9 months later they leaked that briefing to the Washington Post to smear me. So again, I investigated the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Yeah, we're the ones that released the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page texts. I investigated the FBI for their corrupt investigation into the Russian collusion hoax. I subpoenaed the FBI. They slow walked it. They really didn't give us squat. We did everything we can to uncover. I know President Trump was trying to declassify information. Did declassify information. We have never seen a single page of that. So I am well aware of the corruption at the highest levels of the FBI, within the Department of Justice, within our intelligence agencies. Remember that one famous text in December of 2016 from Peter Strzok to Lisa Page. Says, think our sisters, intelligence agencies, think our sisters are leaking like mad, scorned and worried and political. They're kicking into overdrive. I think they revealed what they were going to be up to for the next 4 years, and it's now in its sixth year of diversionary operations, corruptions, doing everything they could to destroy Donald Trump. And quite honestly, guys, now they're turning their attention to me, and they're trying to destroy me.
Senator Johnson, it's Buck. Do you think the FBI is fixable? People ask me, as someone who used to work in the CIA, do I trust the agency or do I trust the FBI? I say no. But then they ask me, well, what can we do about it? And I say, well, Senator Johnson, what should I say? Because I worry that these institutions are rotting from the top down.
I agree with you. I think we need something on the order of a church commission to look into all of these agencies. And again, I don't say that with any kind of glee whatsoever. These are institutions. These are departments and agencies that the American people should have confidence in, whether we're talking about the federal health agencies, whether we're talking about our intelligence agencies, our Department of Justice, the FBI. They have given the American public no reason to trust them. Now, I realize half the American public probably does, because they're satisfied with partisans in charge of all these agencies. But, I mean, just the outrage of what they did at Mar-a-Lago. I was listening to an interview with Christina Bob, one of President Trump's attorneys. She was talking about how President Trump welcomed the FBI in earlier in June. So take a look. Well, do you think I've got something? Here you go. Take a look. See what I've got. A warrant and, 20 dozen vehicles, or 20 vehicles and 30 FBI personnel is what the estimate was, to show up, as opposed to working through his attorneys. And maybe the next step would be a subpoena, but to show up with a warrant is so unwarranted, is so uncalled for, it is just so outrageous. This ought to concern every American, but we're so divided that it's only concerning about half of America.
Yeah, Senator, I don't know if you heard Rand Paul's comments where he said that Merrick Garland, and certainly future Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, has said the same. This feels almost as if it is impeachable in nature. Now, we don't know exactly what the warrant says, at least not yet. But Merrick Garland made the decision to allow his FBI to investigate a former president and a potential future presidential candidate in a manner that has never occurred before in the history of the United States. Doesn't the American public as a whole deserve to know way more about his decision making? And isn't, in general, his position as Attorney General very much in question at this point in time?
I think it certainly should be. I think Christopher Wray's position ought to be in question. Again, there's so much we already know, guys. No, it was my staff that uncovered the redacted, the classified footnotes to the FISA report that completely contradicted the statement by Bill Priestley of the FBI in the main body of the report, saying that the FBI had no idea that there was any kind of Russian influence on the Steele dossier. But they did. And it was revealed in the footnotes that they redacted, that they classified. And basically the FBI knew as early as October 2016, certainly by January 2017, that absolutely the Steele dossier was contaminated by Russian disinformation. Now, under Christopher Wray, as late as March of 2018, they briefed the Senate Intel Committee saying that, no, we think the Steele dossier has integrity. So the FBI knew all of this. The intelligence agencies knew these things, and yet they allowed the Mueller probe to continue. They briefed the Senate Intel. I mean, what else could you call that other than corruption? And again, you know, Chuck Grassley and I start investigating Hunter Biden, and they brief us in August, a couple months before we issue our report, to basically take us off the trail.
Speaking of Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Senator, what should the response to all this be for the American people, but also for you and your colleagues in the Senate, if you do manage to get the majority going in after the midterms here? What does accountability look like for the abuse of the apparatus by Democrats?
Full-blown investigations. But the problem is they hold all the cards. So when I subpoenaed the FBI. I basically didn't get squat. I've been told by people in those agencies that, yeah, you were slow on. That they knew this administration was coming to an end. They did everything they could to end the Trump presidency. And so they slow-walked. They didn't comply with the document request with the subpoena. But what they always say is, oh, we can't give that to you because there's an active investigation. It could harm our investigation. So, again, they hold all the cards. They know where all the bodies are buried, figuratively speaking. They know what they need to hide, and they just don't give it up. They are above the law. They are the law. That is why it's so unbelievably dangerous what they are doing and what they have done. People need to wake up. People, you know, on a nonpartisan basis, people have to understand how dangerous this is when you have our law enforcement agencies acting in this way, trampling on people's rights, trampling on people's freedom, and being completely unaccountable. But guess what? That's what they are right now. They are completely unaccountable.
Senator Johnson, I know you don't have an official opponent, given the fact that Wisconsin primaries were yesterday. What can you tell us about your opponent, and what do you expect for this campaign season to look like?
Well, my opponent was chosen by the Democrat elite. They cleared the field. Yeah, we had one of his opponents spent $12 million, and all of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, he just stepped aside, as did everybody else. So, you know, the Democrat Party elite, they don't have much respect for Democrat voters here in Wisconsin. They chose the most radical leftist, okay, somebody who spent close to $600,000 having the State Patrol chauffeur him around when he became lieutenant governor, somebody who incited the Kenosha riots by you know, falsely claiming that it was a police vendetta against Jacob Blake. Now, again, these police have been completely exonerated because Jacob Blake pulled a knife on him. He was trying to basically kidnap children. But our lieutenant governor, my opponent now, basically said that was a vendetta by the police against this individual. You know, he is the most radical leftist of any potential opponent. But now the mainstream media is trying to paint this guy as, you know, some kind of moderate who's going to appeal widely to Wisconsinites, at the same time as they're trying to paint me with every pejorative possible. You know, I haven't had an opponent, but guys, I've had the worst opponent. I've had the mainstream media trying to take me out for 18 months. And, you know, just behind President Trump, I've been the number one target. I've been tormented. I've been lied about. Everything I say has been distorted, and it's not going to stop. It's going to continue over the next 3 months. So if you want me to save the Senate seat, if you want me to do these investigations, let's face it, I've been the one leading the charge in investigating the corruption of the deep state. Ron Johns from Senate.com, I'm going to need a lot of help and support. It's approaching $50 million they've already spent trying to destroy me politically.
And we're going to do everything we can.
It's part and parcel of them.
We got a big audience in Wisconsin, yep. And they are mobilizing Senator Johnson, and they should get out. Everyone listening in the state of Wisconsin, please get out there and support Senator Johnson, because the Senate is going to be crucial, and it's going to be down to two seats or so, I would say, in the end. That's what we're looking at here. Senator Ron Johnson, always appreciate you, sir. Thanks for being with us.
God bless you. Take care.
Look, natural disasters or even just severe weather can wreak havoc on your home. And if you ever dealt with flooding or a pipe burst in the basement, maybe that's where you keep all of your old VHS tapes, right? If that flood happens, guess what? That's ruined. So, yeah, there's the inconvenience, the mess involved, but you could also lose those cherished family memories that you've got stored on VHS tapes. But Legacy Box asks you to think ahead. They offer a digital service that transfers all of your old videotapes, film reels, audio cassettes, and photographs onto digital files. They can store them on a computer, thumb drive, or in the cloud, and then you can watch them anytime. They've done this now for 1.5 million families, all at their facilities in Tennessee. They've got 200-plus trained technicians who will meticulously transfer every one of your memories by hand as if it were their own. In several weeks' time, you'll get the computer file link and all your materials back, and you can relive those memories whenever you'd like. I've done this. Clay has done this. It's great. Legacy Box is also making you an amazing offer at LegacyBox.com/buck. Go to LegacyBox.com/BUCK to take advantage of this amazing deal right now. Have your tapes, all your old media transferred onto new digital media that will be safe and easily shared and cherished for decades to come. LegacyBox.com/buck.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Playing Buck Show, going to be closing up shop here right now. So if you missed any part of it, please go subscribe to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast. Clay, what was the number? You're like Mr. Scoreboard. You keep very close tabs on our number one markets and also our podcast. What did we do most recently? It was a lot.
We're into the 15 million numbers in July, which was an all-time high. June was also an all-time high. May was also an all-time high. And that doesn't count all the people who are watching videos or visiting Clay and Buck website, all those things. You roll those things up, we're in the 20 millions, right? Like, anyway.
So this is our way of saying thank you to everybody for their amazing support and for spreading the word and for being our evangelists for what we're doing here for this show. And I will say it's always a particular treat that other people in conservative media say that they will listen. They will tell me in confidence that they listen to this show as prep for either what they're going to do later on in the day or if they're trying to catch up quickly. So they listen to the podcast too. So thank you all for your support on that so much. It really is very we feel very blessed here to be doing what we do. Cash Patel's a friend of ours, and he worked at a senior level for the Trump administration. I think he was acting Defense Department Chief of Staff in the Trump administration. We're going to have him on sometime next week, but Cash has been, he's been pulled into these investigations. He's been in the middle of the madness. This was just a little while ago. He talked to us about this document issue and the document review, National Archives, classification, all this stuff. Here is what Cash said.
What he did was, on his way out of the White House, he declassified, made available to every American citizen in the world, large volumes of information relating not just to Russiagate, but to national security matters, to the Ukraine impeachment, to his impeachment one, impeachment two.
So this is big potentially, Buck. I believe that was Cash on with us in May.
Yes.
So this predates all this happened, much of this controversy. And we were talking with him about the reports that there were classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. And his discussion, and we'll talk to him again soon, but his discussion with us, and you just heard that clip, you could go back and listen. I think we'll probably put the whole thing up at clayandbuck.com before all is said and done. But his discussion with us, which is why I think this could be a huge part of President Trump's defense in the event that they try to make hay of this, so to speak, is Trump's position, I think, Buck, is going to be, as president, I can choose what is classified and what is not classified. And I declassified a massive amount of these documents, including all these classified, in quotation marks, documents that just the National Archives may not recognize are actually ready and available for the American public to be able to review.
And don't you remember when Hillary and Bill left and just stole a bunch of stuff? And I don't mean
like 30,000 in furniture.
Very valuable pieces of furniture and silverware, you know, because if you're a Democrat, you're just allowed to be a crook, like an old school straight up thief. But there was no FBI raid on the Clintons for that. Never mind the email, classified email fiasco.
There's never been an FBI raid on anybody who's a former president for anything ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
I think we'll have Cash on. We got tomorrow, just by way of preview, we're going to have Miranda Devine on, who's doing great work over the New York Post on this raid. So she'll talk to us about the latest, the most up-to-date reporting on what happened here. Clay has some interesting theories about the timeline and what that may indicate about the mentality of the DOJ and the FBI in advance of and during all of this. Maybe it's hard to overstate the incompetence that these institutions can engage in. We've all seen that, but also we don't want to explain away malevolence with incompetence either. So we're going to try to catch up with Miranda on all that. And then also we have Heather McDonald joining. I think you read this piece too, Clay. Fascinating how wokeness and diversity has now infiltrated and gone all the way to the top of the medical school and medical system apparatus, whereby they're changing all of the standards, they're changing the metrics, so that, are you going to have the best heart surgeon? Maybe not. But you'll have a lot of diversity in the heart surgeons. That's really important.
I'll give you a story, too, that's going on here in my backyard. We got a story up about it right now at Outkick. 155-year-old all-girls school, Harpeth Hall, sent out an email letting people know that they've never had a boy, but if you are a boy and you identify as a girl, you can now apply to attend an all-girls school in Nashville. This is coming for your kids' schools. This is crazy. We are Voices for Sanity in an Insane World. We'll talk to you tomorrow about all this and more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.